B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Evan, how can we help you, sir?
Well, I would like to go back on this date with this awesome chick named Danica. We went out like maybe 2 weeks ago or so now, and it was a good afternoon lunch. She wanted to keep it chill, so we kind of went on a walk together. We got like, I thought it was a nice lunch, a margarita, and everything was super chill until she got a phone call from her family saying something was wrong with her grandmother, and she was in the hospital, which was, you know, I thought it might ruin the date considering how good it was going, but I offered to take her. We went to the hospital together, and I thought I was being a gentleman in doing so. It actually never helped me. She didn't call me back. She never. That was like the end of the day. It was just me staying at the hospital, pretty much. So now I'm wondering, what did I do?
Wow. Oh, okay. I'm a little thrown. I was thinking that the grandma sick and is in the hospital was her way of getting out of a terrible date. You know, sometimes you have a friend be like, "Hit me up, say something." But you actually went, and did you see the grandmother and everything? Wow.
We sat in the waiting room for like maybe half an hour, and then went into like a little like the space where you sit by the bed and stuff. And I was sitting in the sitting room. I was with her for probably an hour and a half in the hospital together. Drove her home, said bye, and I thought that was like going to be the next obvious platform for a date or something.
So you showed support, and she still doesn't want to see you.
Yeah, and we had a chill, fun date up until that phone call. It was like things were kind of getting a little heated and fun, and so I don't understand what happened.
I'm freaking baffled.
Thank you.
I really am. All right, we'll give her a call for you next. All right.
Cool. Your name's Danica.
All right, cool. Danica.
We got that.
Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we're going to try and call this girl Danica now because from what Evan tells us, he should get another date from her. So he said that they hung out, that they went on a lunch date, had some drinks, walking. Like he said the date was going great, and then she got a phone call saying there was an emergency with her grandmother. Automatically, you're thinking, that means she hated.
She had the friend call.
She had the friend.
She gave the signal.
And I got to go. But no, Evan offered to go with her to the hospital. He went. Her grandmother was actually in the hospital, so that wasn't a lie. So he hung out with her for like an hour and a half at the hospital?
Yeah, maybe two, considering like in the hospital room and stuff, yeah.
We got to get this girl to Danica on to figure out what the hell's going on. Okay, you stay quiet, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Danica?
Yes. Speaking. Who's this?
Okay, perfect. Danica, please don't hang up. It's the Get Up Crew calling from Hot 96.9. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. And so I can explain to you really quick how we got your phone number. There's a guy who likes you. He gave us your number because he wants to take you out on a date and see if he can impress you. So why we're calling you is because we're offering you to pay for whatever date you choose. We'll reserve everything. We'll pay for everything. Gonna let you know who the guy is too, so you won't be set up. It's not like a crazy setup. You know the gentleman, he knows you. It's a win-win situation. So if you say yes to this date, we'll set everything up basically.
This sounds kind of like a prank call. It's real.
I'll tell you the guy's name right now. Are you
okay?
Ready?
I'm a little scared.
Okay. So it's a little confusing because he explained to us his date with you, and from his side, his perspective, it does sound like you guys hit it off. His name is Evan. Remember going out with Evan?
Oh, God. Evan, really? I mean, that's... Are you serious?
Well, that sounds positive. Mm.
This is the dude. He said that you guys were having a great date, and then he went with you to the hospital to check on how is your grandmother, by the way?
My grandma, she's doing better, thank God. You know, it was a little scare. And it was, yes, it was very nice that he took me.
Yeah.
He doesn't know when things are appropriate or inappropriate.
What do you mean?
This idiot. We were sitting there. I'm getting all these, like, bad news about my grandmother, how she's really sick. And this guy, he's sending me dick pics.
He what?
Are you, like, that's just, yeah, so he started sexting me, and it was insane. Like, he was like, oh, you look so hot right now, f*** you, like, all these inappropriate things. I was standing there, staring at my grandma, who was super sick, and it's just ridiculous. It's inappropriate.
I don't even want to defend it, so I'm just going to let... Evan's on the phone, Danica. Yeah. We're going to see if...
Oh, God, are you serious?
So, Evan, you're going to have to defend yourself on this one, man, because are you serious right now?
Dude, well, okay, first of all, I feel like that was an energy we brought into that date together. Like, it was hot. We were flirty. And, like, I don't know, maybe it helped her feel better or something. I don't know what you would do as a dude, but if some chick beforehand kept telling you she's going to... you over and over throughout the date, like, you're probably going to keep that energy up, even if, like, family's having a hard time. Is that f***ed up?
I'm all for keeping the energy, but, like, once you get that my grandmother's very, very sick, maybe that's, like, kind of a...
I could tell, honestly, there was no way her grandma was going to die that night, and I thought maybe I could take her out of, a sad place, and so I told her, like, your ass looks good enough to lick right now, and okay, like,
you are such a prick, right? Bro, like, that's disgusting.
Okay, but you're like flicking my thumb in the elevator and shit going up, like, I don't know
what
you guys honestly sound like you definitely need another date. It was just really, really bad.
That's funny.
It was bad time. Listen, we'll pay for it, Danica. Come on.
I'm good. No, I'm good. I'm so sorry. I'm not rocking with that. I'm sorry.
Danica, we have like some heavy sexual tension. You're gonna kill it?
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10s.
Even if you're a bad person, you can call us up about the Second Date Update on the 10s. Like, for example, tomorrow, Sandra, she's a bad person. She's admitting to us that she's cheating on her man, and she wants to leave her man for the guy she went on a date with. So it starts off admitting she's a bad person. Just saying, let's see how it ends off. You know what I'm saying? Check it out tomorrow morning, 8:10 right here. Get up, coverage.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.